This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Some of y'all hanging around too many negative people. And some of that stuff is becoming a part of your everyday life. You'll be all right. Ask God to bring you around the right people. Ask God to bring the right people into your life, somebody that's going to edify you, not somebody that as soon as you know you got to get with them, so you feel like, oh my God, I got to get myself ready for what they're going to say and who they're going to talk about.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
The Bible says how ignorant it is for you to compare yourself amongst yourselves, using one another as a standard of measurement, when grace is that standard of measurement, and He's already given you a standard of measurement, and you reduce that high standard in exchange for measuring yourself amongst yourself. Don't do that. Don't do that. Who's to say, I'm going to be successful if I can get up to that standard? Wait. No, not necessarily. If you work hard at trying to achieve another standard that you see while you ignore what God wants you to do, you may actually be taking a decrease there, because God's like, no, I didn't wire you for that. I wired them for that. I wired you for this. So you think by getting up there where they are that you are now successful, when in fact the success comes from fulfilling the will of God for your life. Real success is accomplishing what God wants you to do and how God wired you, and you done got deceived in thinking that real success is being like that. He said, how ignorant. How ignorant. You think somehow that if you can get a six-pack and some pecs and get your biceps to separate from your triceps, that your wife gonna like you more? You come in there think you're ready to impress her, she's like, what have you done? Where is my one-pack? Where's my little cutie one-pack? You got rid of, I want my one-pack back. And you think like, what? What is it? Are we supposed to be impressed with the exact same thing that impresses somebody else? And then men put this pressure on themselves to be something that the general public says is acceptable, and your wife like you just like you are? Man, your wife love Big Waldo getting in that bed, and that bed sinking over there and just rolling over to the side. She love that boy. Come on, baby. Big boy, come on. And you done lost all that weight, and the bed won't go down no more, and her little crystal got all messed up. She can't hear you walk in the bedroom no more because and then the woman done looked at some ad and done lost all the weight. Coming in and look like a science project hanging on a... Husband reach over to hug and he slapped himself. And he looking like, baby, what you do? Well, I saw this magazine and I thought you would just love this, so I went on this diet. He says, stop. Stop, I feel like I'm sleeping with air. Well, baby, what do you want? I want Big Mama back. Don't say it, don't say it, don't you say it, don't you say it. That's it. Number five. Improving your self-esteem, your self-worth. Forgive yourself for your past thoughts of yourself. Except that you used to judge yourself and others harshly. Forgive yourself for your past thoughts of yourself. You remember those harsh thoughts that you had about you? Ain't no good. I ought to be ashamed of myself. I can't believe I let them down like this. I just ain't worth nothing. Forgive yourself of those past harsh thoughts of yourself. Number six, this is so important. Six, you want to improve your self-esteem? You want to improve your self-worth? Set boundaries in your relationships. Set boundaries in your relationships. This is a way of not letting others control or take advantage of you. Set boundaries, even in your marriage. I set a boundary. You are not allowed. I won't allow you to say these things to me about me. I have boundaries. You can't call me a B just because you hear everybody else calling their wife one. That is my boundary. I will not allow that. I set boundaries. You can't disrespect me. I'm your husband, and right now I'm the only one you got, and I set a boundary. You will not disrespect me. Well, what you gonna do? And then the door slams. Bam, let me know when you're ready to do what I got to do. I got boundaries. Set boundaries. Set boundaries between you and your kids. I have boundaries between me and my kids. I love them, they love me, but we have a boundary. You can't say this stuff to me. Or you be talking to yourself. Now, that doesn't mean you set boundaries, and if you break them, I'm gonna bust you up. But that ain't, no. You are emotionally mature. But you have to set boundaries on how you expect for people to treat you. Or you just will allow them to treat you any kind of way. Set boundaries between in your marriage, between you and your husband, between you and your kids, between you and your friends, between management and labor, between set boundaries. No, we can't do this. I like how my mama do it. Kathy, remember mama saying this? She said, I'm the mama. I had you. You didn't have me. She's like stating the obvious, but she's just trying to make it very clear to us. I'm the mama. Yes, ma'am. Just setting those boundaries again. That I don't care how old you are. I'm still the mama. There ought to be something that comes with that. There ought to be a level of respect that comes with somebody who's willing to set boundaries. Do you have boundaries in your life? Or does approval addiction take you so far you don't even know, you don't have any boundaries, you know? That's what approval addiction does. There are no boundaries at all. Whatever I have to do to get you to approve of me with no boundaries. Nope, not willing to do that. Not willing to just do anything so you can be pleased with me. Not doing it. Well, Pastor, if you would just hoop a little bit more and be like such and so, such and so, such and so, such and so, then maybe the church will fill up. I'm not going to do that. My boundary is I am limited to being who God made me to be. Are you willing to set boundaries in your life? Yeah. We train people how we want them to treat us. And when you have allowed a man to mistreat you without any boundaries, you have trained him to treat you that way. You stay there because you think this is your last hope ever. And you got to do whatever you got to do to keep him. And then the man going around talking about it's cheaper to keep her. And that may be true, but you know. You don't want to do that. And then the consequences of that comes, and then you're trying to figure out, well, what happened? You keep letting your wife disrespect you and just do all kinds of stuff. You train her to treat you like that. See, we spend so much time, what scripture are you going to next? No, I'm trying to talk to you about how to live. We know how to do church. We don't know how to do life. I'm trying to show you how to do life. I'm trying to show you how to live life when you wake up in the morning and all throughout the day and how you carry yourself and how you treat one another. Well, I want the glory to fall. It's falling right now. Too much church plan. I'm not doing that. I would rather quit and let somebody else take this thing and do what you need to do and send me somewhere where I can talk to somebody who just wants Jesus. I ain't doing that. Because I got to stand before God. And I got to give an account of everything I did in this body. And hopefully I'll be able to stand before God and say, yeah, it was messy, God. But boy, the end was better than the beginning, wasn't it? And that's what you can say. Your end, your beginning might have started off real bad, but oh, you got the grace of God, and oh, you got the new measurement, and oh, you got the Holy Ghost, oh, you got understanding. And I tell you, your end is going to be better than your beginning, praise God. Somebody shout about that. My end is going to be better than my beginning. Number 7, celebrate your wins. Celebrate your wins. Like when you faced your fears. Like when you found yourself having great self-talk to you. Celebrate your wins. When you built a boundary and Waldo with his good hair. And now you're going to have a child, your baby going to have good hair because Waldo had good hair. And you celebrated your wins because you built a boundary and you said, I don't care how good Waldo's hair is, he can't be calling me them names. Tell yourself, well, I'm proud of you for doing that. And believe it or not, there's some other Waldos out there. Now, they ain't got good hair like Waldo's, but there's some other Waldos out there. Celebrate your wins. And then finally, this is a big one. Let go of negative people. You're trying to build up your self-worth. You're trying to build up your value. Let go of negative people. And all of us know somebody that it ain't even 2 minutes before they done got negative. You know, if you work real hard, you can probably find something wrong with anybody and everything and every church. I don't know what it is about folks. Well, the Lord leading me to another church. Yeah, you ain't heard from God since you got baptized. What you talking about? Lord leading me to another church. As if somehow or another you're going to find the perfect church. What's that? Where Taffy at? I can't think of it, but it says this. Just find the good. Just find something good about something. Speak good instead of negative. You can speak negative, but choose to speak good. Choose to be positive. Choose to, I could be negative here, but speak the best. What's that? Can you help me? What's a speak the good, the best? Be the best. What? Believe the best. There you go, Taffy. You want to come out here and finish this? Believe the best. Choose to believe the best. I can choose to believe the best. And seriously, in reality, there's some really raunchy things. And you have to work real hard to find a best to believe, but choose to believe the best. Somebody say, did you hear about such and so, such and so, such and so? You know, I just choose to believe the best. Okay? Yeah, I heard about it, but I just choose to believe the best. They'll be all right. Everybody's been growing. I don't know what stage of growth they're in, but I choose to believe the best. They'll be fine. You got to get rid of the negative people. Some of y'all hanging around too many negative people. And some of that stuff is becoming a part of your everyday life. You'll be all right. Ask God to bring you around the right people. Ask God to bring the right people into your life, somebody that's going to edify you, not somebody that as soon as you know you got to get with them, so you feel like, oh, my God, I got to get myself ready for what they're going to say and who they're going to talk about. That'll build up your self-esteem. Well, number three, I'm giving you ways to be free from approval addiction. I just gave you eight little pieces for working on improving your self-esteem and self-worth. Having people who accept and love you for who you are can help build up your self-esteem. Ways to be free from approval addiction. Having people who accept and love you for who you are, it can help you feel less dependent on the approval of others, because you're surrounded by people who love you for who you are. So you're not out there seeking somebody's approval, because you got people around you who love you for who you are. And everybody in here needs to hang around somebody who loves you for who you are. They already know you like that. They already know you slow as a snail. So if y'all got to leave at 3:30, you say, what time y'all got? 2:55. They love you for who you are. And then not only setting boundaries help with the self-esteem, but it helps you to be free from addiction. So let me say one more point about setting boundaries. Learning to say no to things that do not align with your values and beliefs can help you feel more in control of your life and less dependent on the approval of others. That's so important. Say no to the things that don't align up with your values. Say no to the things that don't line up with your beliefs. That'll help out a whole lot. As I was studying this, there was a little poem I put together. And I think it speaks to the freedom of approval addiction. It says, changed by the need for acceptance, we live in a fear of rejection's wrath. our worth dependent on others' opinions, a cycle of seeking their path. But true freedom lies in self-acceptance, embracing our unique identity. No longer needing others' validation, we break free from this capacity and captivity. We learn to trust our own intuition, to follow our hearts and our dreams, no longer held back by others' expectations. We soar to new heights, or so it seems. For when we break free from approval addiction, the world becomes a brighter place. We see ourselves in a new light and embrace life with a newfound grace. So let us break free from this chain and embrace our true selves with pride. For in doing so, we find freedom and a life without limits or divide. Father, I ask that you will come into all of our lives and the space that we occupy. Help us, for we will surely need your help in this. But we submit ourselves to you. We can't do it without you. Take us, Lord, down this path. Take us into this journey of being delivered from approval. Help us to desire only your approval. And that when you approve of us, not only will you be pleased, but even others will be pleased. We need you. Help us to accept who you've made us and how you're developing us. We need you. The steps that we're going to take today and the attacks and the temptations to be validated by those things because we doubt our own value, to that we say we need you. And Lord, I know if we have you, everything's going to be all right. If you're here today, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Maybe somehow approval addiction stopped you from making that decision. Maybe somebody wasn't going to be pleased with your decision to finally get saved. And yet maybe you've changed your mind today. Maybe the Holy Spirit's ministered something to you where you can step free from needing somebody's approval to get saved, to get born again. Well, I wanna help you out this morning. If you can make it out of your seats to this altar, we'll pray with you. We'll show you how to get saved. We'll show you what you need to do to allow Jesus to come into your life as Lord and personal Savior. You don't have to stay the same.
The desire for approval and the fear of rejection can harm our mental health and derail God's perfect plan for us. In his series, Overcoming Approval Addiction, Creflo Dollar illuminates how to reach eternal peace without others' approval. This two-part series is available to you for a love gift of $15 or more for CDs or $25 or more for DVDs. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore, scan the QR code, or call the number on your screen.
Mentality 2023, Creflo Dollar Ministries' annual Revival of Manhood is back, and it's time to release the weight of manhood. We'll cover issues that weigh on men from all walks of life, the trap of emotions, self-preservation, the false balance of success, and more. Text MENTALITY to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org. Register now.
I want to extend a special thanks to those of you out there who are committed to giving into our international efforts. Those of you who sow precious seeds into this ministry, help us with our global missions all over this world. This year, we've partnered with organizations all over the world to help rescue human trafficking victims, build irrigation systems, and support orphanages, schools, and homes for the elderly. Meeting the physical and spiritual needs of hurting people opens the door to share the gospel of grace with them. Thank you for helping us minister to people everywhere, and may God bless you.
Log on to our website at missions.creflodollarministries.org to see all the work we do at Creflo Dollar Global Missions. Thank you for your support.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.